We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud. We had started last night, Sif Hei. So we'll go back over Sif Hei, finish it up with the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go weiter. So we're on the bottom of page 34, Siman Yud, Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Hayu lo shalosh knafos, if a garment has three corners, v'asa behem shalosh tzitzios, and on the three corners you put three tzitzios, v'shuv asa lo kanaf revi'i, and then afterwards you made a fourth corner, v'asa gam bo tzitzis, and then you put tzitzis on the fourth corner as well, psula, this pair of tzitzis is pasul, mishum tasa v'lo min ha'asui, because of tasa v'lo min ha'asui, you have to put the tzitzis on, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, when you have a four-cornered garment, putting on three corners, putting on tzitzis on three corners and then adding the fourth corner is not going to be good, because it has to be that you do the maisa of putting on the tzitzis on a four-cornered garment, and not that it happens memela, that you had three corners of tzitzis done, now you made a fourth corner. That doesn't work. We'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yudbei, Shalosh Knafos. Afilu imitchila hayu la arba knafos in tzitzis. Even if you had from the very beginning four-cornered garment with tzitzis, and then one corner got ripped off and it got rounded. Even though you fixed that corner afterwards, in any case, the first three tzitzis that were there from before, they become batel once the talus became pasul. And you would have to undo them and retie them. A practical example, a person's playing basketball and he's wearing a tzitzis and someone grabs him and he rips the tzitzis and one of the corners rips off that it's rounded now, and he goes and he sews that piece of the garment back on. That's not good, because he had only a three-cornered garment, so all the tzitzis on there have to be taken off and put back on once it became a four-cornered garment. So you can't just sew on that fourth corner. That's what we're saying over here. Sekoton yud gimel shalosh tzitzios. You had three corners and you put three tzitzios on it. Lav dafka sha'asa gimel tzitzis shenasu haro bepsul. It's lav dafka, that example where you had three sides with tzitzis on already. Dehainu kodem shenasa bas arba, before it became four-cornered. Ela afilu lo kosher ela kesher echad im chulyaso. Even if you only tied one knot and you did the wrappings around that group, the achaka hishlam ha'arba knafos, and then you amash them to make a four-cornered garment, nami pasul oso ha'kesher, then that one knot you made is also going to be pasul. It's not limited to a case where you made already three tzitzis. Even if you only made a part of one, and then you made it a four-cornered garment, that one that you made is already pasul. V'tzarech la'atiro v'lachsor l'kosher, you'll have to untie it and then retie it again. And the reason we said again is mishum tasev lomna asui sifkaton yodala, the last line rotzalomer means to say diksiv, the pasuk says gedilim tasa loch al arba kanfos, it says you should make tzitzis on your four corners, mashma sheyiyu haknafos asuyos arba kodem shenasu hatzitzis, the pasuk is mashma that the corners should be four before you place the tzitzis on, gedilim tasa loch al arba kanfos. Al arba kanfos. You first have the arba kanfos, and then you put the tzitzis on the corners. Lo shenasu hatzitzis kodem haknafos. Not that you should make the tzitzis before you have the four corners. V'havilei tase v'lo mena asui upsulim. In that case, they would be tase v'lo mena asui would be pasul. Al kein tzaruch la'atirum v'lachsor u'lakashram. Therefore, you'd have to untie them and go back again and retie them. V'dafka hasholos tzitzis rishonim sh'asiyosim hayo b'psul. That which we say you have to go and untie them and retie them is only the first three tzitzis that you put on before it was a four-cornered garment. Aval ha'tzitzis sh'asol b'konaf ha'reviyis ain't tzaruch la'atir. But when you made it a four-cornered garment and you put on the fourth tzitzis, so that fourth one was done fine. So that one you would not have to redo. Kevin shenasa behechshe, because when you put that fourth corner on, it was already a four-cornered garment. That one is good. You'll only have to change the first three. The ain psul harishonim poslin osa. The fact that the first three are pasul does not affect the fourth one, because you have to start with one anyway. So you started with the first one, even though you had three corners that looked like they had tzitzis on, they really didn't. You put one on the fourth side. Now you have to go undo the three and redo them. Now let's start in Sif Vav. Sifav gets a little bit confusing, but we get it clear, and we're going to split it into two parts. So the Mechaber says in Sifav, the top of page Yud Ches, Ein Koflin, I'm going to first read the whole Mechaber of the first part, and I'm going to skip the Ramah, and then we'll go back in. I think it'll be clearer that way. Ein Koflin es atalus umatilin tzitzis al knafea kumo shehi kafula. Let's say you have one long talus, and you want to fold it over in half. So you cannot fold over a talus and then put the tzitzis on the corners that it now has that it's folded over. In other words, you're going to have a tzitzis that's folded in half, so you're going to put the tzitzis on the corners of where the fold is, where, as the Mishnah is going to say, if you open it, now your tzitzis are in the middle of the garment. That's what we're trying to avoid. So the Mechaber says, "Ein kofun es atalus umatilin tzitzis al knafeh kamoshi kfula." You can't fold over a talus and place the tzitzis on the newly created four corners, continues the Mechaber, "Elo imkein tfara kula," unless you sewed the whole thing, "afilu meiruach echad," even if it's from one side. Now we're going to explain this lashon is seems to be a contradiction. We'll see a bir halacha that explains it. It says, unless you sewed all of it, even from one side. Is it all of it or is it one side? We'll see that soon. I'm not going to get into that right now. But that's the Mechaber Paskins. The only way, if you have a folded talus that you could put the tzitzis on the four corners of the folded garment, is if it was sewn together. So it's there to stay. Then you could do it. But if it's not there to stay, you should not put the tzitzis on the four corners of the folded garment. Look at the Ramah. Avol tzorich lahatil ba'arba knofeh hapshutim. But if you do fold the talus over and you did not sew it together, so the Mechaber said you do not put the tzitzis on the four corners of the newly folded garment, but you would put it on the regular four corners of the garment, which is on one side of the fold. You'll have four tzitzis coming out because it's not attached. It's four corners. It's like a regular garment. It happens to be it's folded. So the Ramah is adding on to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says when you fold over a talus, you will not put four tzitzis on the four present corners unless it was sewn together. Says the Ramah, but if it was not sewn together, you'll put four tzitzis on the regular corners of the garment as if it was opened. On the four corners as if it was opened. That's what the Ramah adds on. And now the Ramah says, the yesh, in the parentheses, the yesh omrim de chayovin afilu below tfira. Some say that you're chayav to put tzitzis on the newly folded talus by the folds even if it was not sewn. V'tov lasos lo tzitzis, aval lo levarach aleha. Therefore, the Ramah says it is good to do tzitzis on the four newly formed corners of the folded garment, even if it's not sewn, but don't make a bracha on it. Now, that gets a little confusing with the first Ramah, because the Mishnah Berurah had discussed this, because the first Ramah said, if it's folded over and not sewn, you put tzitzis as if it was open on the four regular corners. And then the Ramah writes, and some say that even if it's not sewn, you'll still put four corners on the newly folded garment. So that's going to be too many tzitzis going on over there. That we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. But now let's start the Mishnah Berurah from the beginning. We'll do this part, the first three lines of Siv Vav, and then we'll go back to the next three lines of Siv Vav. So says the Mishnah Berurah, on that which the Mechaber said, you do not fold over a talus and put the tzitzis on the newly formed four-cornered garments with the folds. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tes Vav, She'im Tipashet, because if it will open, which it's not sewn, it very likely will open, Nimtzu Atzitzis Bemtzaisa, it will turn out that the tzitzis are in the middle of the garment. The anan tzitzis al hakonof ba'inon. And we know we need tzitzis on the corner. But if you're going to put the tzitzis on a newly formed folded talus by the folds, and it's not sewn and it opens up, there you have tzitzis in the middle of the garment. That's a problem. Now look at note 11. The afshek, this is a question, maybe someone's bothered by this. He says, wait a minute. If you fold over the talus, even if you don't sew it, if you put tzitzis in the four corners, so two of the corners, when you put the tzitzis, you're basically sewing it together with the tzitzis because you're combining those corners. So says note 11, V'afshek is shekofel es atalus umatil bo es atzitzios b'chol haknofos nimtza shemechabra b'ofen shlotucha li'pashet. Even though when you put the tzitzis on the newly formed four corners, now you're unable to open it as if it's sewn because now the tzitzis join it together. Bir hagrid salavechik. We're talking about a case where you did it. It's not a perfect fold. It's not like it's folded exactly together, so the tzitzis at the end are sewing the garment together. That's not what's going on over here. So one of the corners will the tzitzis will be on a place where it's not folded together. So you're folding a garment together. So two of the tzitzis will be on the actual fold. One might be combining together, but one won't be on both of them. It will be on one, and therefore it's still possible for it to open. That's what he says. You have to see what we're talking about. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a concern that it would open because it would be sewn together by a goof of the tzitzis that you're putting together on those ends. So therefore, the Mechaber says that when you fold a garment over, you should not put the tzitzis on the four present corners of the folded garment, because if it opens, you will have tzitzis in the middle of your garment. But the Ramah says, but when it's not sewn together, you should put tzitzis on the regular four corners of this garment as if it was open, as if it wasn't folded, on the regular four corners. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Tezayin, the imkvalo mechama shabegir oruch ma'od pishnayim bekamaso. If you fold it over this garment because it was huge, it was more than double your size, it was way, way, way too big. She'ein yachol lelavsho el im kein kfalo. It was not wearable unless you folded it over. Yesh poskim de pochin oso lagami min atzitzis. There are those poskim that say this garment is totally pata from tzitzis. The ain shame beged alav. Since you can't wear it in a normal way, it's so oversized, it doesn't have a shame beged, and it's not chayiv in tzitzis at all. Umasik ataz or pimegodim diato bo tzitzis baknafos apshutim velo yavarech. The Taz and the Magen Avram come out l'maskano that you should put tzitzis on, but you shouldn't make a bracha. They're concerned about marasayin, that it might look, that people won't realize that it's so humongous on you, so therefore you should put it on. But the bottom line is, the Ramah is saying that if you have a folded talus, even though the Ramah said, when you have a folded talus that's not sewn, you will put on the four original corners of the garment, but if it's such a big talus and it's folded over and it's not sewn, so most poskim say put nothing on. Some say you put it on, but you would not make a bracha on such a talus.
Wouldn't it be better to just
Yes, it would be. It would be better to sew it. But we're talking about in case you didn't. But 100% you're right. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, so the Mechaber said, you should not do it unless you would tfara kula v'afilu miruach echas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zivkotin Yuzayin, ayin bir alacha. So the bir alacha explains over here, it's a very long bir alacha. I don't want to do the whole thing inside, but I'll explain what the bir alacha explains over here. He says this is a quote of the Lashon of the Rambam, and it seems to be a stira. Mm-hmm. It sounds like Elohim Kein Tfara Kula, sounds like when you fold over the talus, you have to sew it on all three sides. And then he writes, Afilu Meiruach Achas, even if you only sew it on one side. So that seems to be a contradiction. And the Be'er Lach explains that what the Rambam means is, and Memeo to Mechaber means, Elohim Kein Tfara Kula means, Itaka has to be sewn on all three sides. It has to be sewn all around. Afilu meiruach achas means that the stitching could be seen only on one side. In other words, you could sew, not that I'm a bucky in sewing, but you could sew in a way that you see stitching on top, and then you go see stitching on the bottom, but where you see it on the top, you don't see it on the bottom, and where you see it on the bottom, you don't see it on the top. You do like one stitch, in and out. And then there's another type of stitching that you can keep chazering over, you keep going back, so that you actually see the stitching on top and you see the stitching on the bottom. So what the Mechaber means over here is, it's not going to be good unless, it's not going to be okay to do it and put tzitzis on the newly formed folded garment unless you sewed up all three sides. Elim kein tfara kula, you sewed up on all three sides. Afil meiruach echas. But the stitching could be a stitching that's a one-sided stitching. You don't have to have the extra layer of stitching that you see it from both sides. That's how the Be'er Lacha explains the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Yudches, this is going on which the Ramah said. The Ramah said that there are those who say that you're chayiv on the folded garment to put it on the newly folded corners, even if it wasn't sewn together. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Yudches, the chayovin lahatil bekanfei hakfulo. So you have to put on the corners of the newly folded garment. The kol's man shehim mechupelas v'lo nisbashta. That so long that it's folded over and it has not yet opened, they say shame talus alea kamosh hikfula. It's called a talus the way it is now. And therefore, since there are poskim that say that if it's folded over, even if it's not sewn together at all, you should put the tzitzis on the newly formed four-cornered garment. There's a very important note over here. If you look at note 14, he writes, Ubeget shederach levishaso kashu mekupol, a garment that the way to wear it is folded over, the oz ein bo shir, and when it's folded over, it doesn't have the shir that's chayv and tzitzis. The gam kisha poshto umenicha hu mekupol, and when you're putting it on, taking it off, it always stays folded. Umitchiloso nasa l'shem kach, and the garment is made to be folded, and it stays folded when you put it on, you take it off, and you keep it in that way, when you're putting it on, taking it off, that's how it's made initially. That garment, since when it's folded and it's made to be folded and it stays folded, even though it's not sewn, it will not be chayv in tzitzis. Therefore, it's melamed tzchus on the minhag of the world not to put tzitzis on like a scarf. Because when you fold it over, it doesn't have a shear tzitzis. And therefore, even though it's not sewn together, when you open it, it might be a shear tzitzis. But since it's taken on and off always with that fold, so therefore it's judged as the folded garment, like this Rama is saying, and therefore it will be putter from tzitzis because it does not have the shear. But back to the Rama is saying over here that even though the Mechaber said that when you fold over a garment, you will not put tzitzis on the four corners of the newly folded garment unless it was sewn together. And if it's not sewn together, the Rama said, you'll put it as if it was open, you'll put tzitzis on the four corners. Then the Rama goes ahead and writes, but some say that when it's folded over, and it's not sewn, you still should put tzitzis on the newly formed garment. That's very confusing, because if the Rama in the first place said that you should have four tzitzis on the four regular corners of the garment, and then he also says there are those who say that you should put it on the newly formed four corners, we have ourselves a problem about Tosef, and that will take us to the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkata and Yutes. Lo levarich. He says you should put tzitzis on, but you should not make a bracha. Tomu kol ha'achronim. All the achronim are bothered by this. Ma tikein b'mesh shelo yevarich. What are you helping by not making a bracha on this? Ha'adayin shema ka mechaber. Maybe the halacha really is like the mechaber. V'tzarech lahatil b'pshutim. And when it's folded over and not sewn, maybe the chiyuv is to put the tzitzis on the regular four corners of the garment as if it was opened. V'eich yilbash begedzeh. How could one wear this garment? Ha'yoser mi'arbet tzitzis aser losef. It's Baal Tosef. You can't say on the one hand in the Ramah that if the talus is folded over, you put tzitzis on the original four corners, and then say you should also follow the shittas that say you should put it on the newly formed four corners. Now there's at least six tzitzis going on this garment. That's a problem. V'ayim b'pri megadim. So the pri megadim attempts to get out of this problem, and if you look at note 15, he tells us what the pri megadim says. Shom kosov sheyesh lomar shekavonas haramohi. You could say that the intention of the Rama is shetov lasos tzitzis hein b'knafos apshutos hein b'knafos akfulos. You taka should put in four tzitzis in the newly folds and the old garment. Both ways, even though it's going to be at least six tzitzis going on in this garment. The ein b'davar mishum b'al tosef, but says the Prima Gadim, it will not be a problem about tosef. Kevan sha'osa zos machmas ha'safik. Since you're only doing it misafik, you have in mind that whatever tzitzis should be the right tzitzis, those are the tzitzis. The other ones are nothing. And therefore, since you're just doing it to try to avoid a safik, therefore, possibly it would not be a problem of Baal Tosef. However, the Achronim in general are not very happy with this idea that the Ramah is bringing down. Back to the Mishabura, Umaski Ladina, and they come out, Lamaskana, Halacha Lamaisa, Dizar Lechatchila Shelo Lasos Talas Kfula Klal, that one should not deal with a folded over talus unless he takes Dr. Dreyfus's Eitza. Elo im kein tfara, afilo betfiros rechavos, unless he stitches it up, he sews it together, even if they're wide stitches. Dekevon she tfara shuv ein asuya lihipashed. Once it is sewn together, it is unlikely that it's going to become unfolded, and then it's pashed according to everyone. If it's folded over and it's sewn together like that, then you would put the four tzitzis on the newly formed folded garment, and that's it. V'oz bein betalas merubas ubein betalas shoyse metchila aruka yose midai. And then whether your talus started off as a regular square, regular sized talus, or it was one of these oversized, humongous talus which doesn't have a din of a beged, once you folded it over and you sewed it together, yatil tzitzis bakfulim v'yavarech. Then according to everyone, you could put tzitzis in the four newly formed corners, and you can make a bracha, because now, even though the oversized one was not a beged when it was oversized, but now that it's the right size, and it's sewn together, it's a regular four-corner garment, which is chayv and tzitzis on the newly formed, folded four corners. Yes?
Just to step back a second to clarify, the subject case that you do not make the bracha is when you have four-corner tzitzis, you fold it in half, and you added another two, and now you have a total of minimum of six. That's the suffix case that you don't make the bracha?
Well, that's not exactly what the Rama is saying. Where the Rama is saying not to make a bracha, he's just saying, he's not really addressing what was said before. He's just saying there are those who say that when you fold it over, even if it's not sewn, that it's good to put on tzitzis on the four corners, but you don't make a bracha on it. We're asking a kasha on him, but you just said before the other way. But within the way he's saying it right now, he's just saying on a folded garment that is not sewn together, you will put four tzitzis on the newly formed four corners, and you'll wear it without a bracha because it's not folded together. On the side, we have a kasha, but you just said we put it on the regular four corners. Now we have too many. But we're not making a bracha because there are too many tzitzis on the garment. We're not making a bracha because it's a suffix whether you're putting the tzitzis on the right way or not.
According to Prima Kadim,
you could look at it like a tonight. Either it's the four.
That's the Prima Kadim. That's the Prima Kadim. That's the Prima Kadim.
Says.
When you folded it, now the two new corners make it into four corners. So you have extras, okay? That's misafik.
Maybe you're right. Maybe the Prima Kadim will tell you that.
The Prima Kadim in the Ramah doesn't make sense.
What? The Mishnah Berurah is not a Mishnah Berurah is just saying that the Achronim have a Pella. Why is the Ramah telling me to make a bracha? You have much bigger problems over here. You have a problem about Tosef. Don't tell me put it on, don't make a bracha. You have bigger problems, you have about Tosef. That's all the Ramah is addressing. That's all the Mishnah Berurah is addressing.
In explaining why it's not Bal Tosef, that should also help us to say, right, okay,
so,
now make a
right, so possibly, I don't know. You're asking a question. Lefi the Prima Gadim, who says that it's not a problem about Tosef for this reason, you're asking, would that allow you also to make a bracha? Because you have in mind that, I don't know the answer.
Explain the Ramah.
That's an excellent question.
Explain the Ramah. The Ramah Gufa says don't make a bracha.
Right, but the Ramah is saying not to make a bracha, not in the case, not because you're having all these things. The Ramah is addressing, and that law is not making bracha, in the case where it's folded and you have those four on the four folded things. The Ramah is not saying. Yes.
Just answering up what you should do with the Ramah.
Correct. Let's go Vaita. You're saying a good point. I'm just clarifying your question is Lefi the Prima Gadim was answering why it wouldn't be a Bal Tosef when you have all these things going on, would you be allowed to make a bracha? So that's good. We can look up the Prima Gadim. I'm not sure. But in the Ramah is not addressing that full case. That's a kasha we have on the Ramah. What comes out from the two Ramahs is that's what we end up with when we're asking a kasha. The Ramah was not saying don't make a bracha because of that circumstance. Let's go weiter. A new topic in the Mechaber in Sif Vav. Fourth line on the page. Hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. So here we have a totally different case. You have a four-corner garment with tzitzis in it, and you decide to put another round of tzitzis. Let's get another round of tzitzis. So instead of having one set of tzitzis in each corner, now you have two sets of tzitzis in each corner. That's not good. We don't like that. So says the Mechaber, Hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. You put another pair of tzitzis on top of your tzitzis. It depends what your intention is. In this Skavin Levatel HaRishona, if your intention was to cancel the first group and to have the second group be the Iker, Choteich HaRishona Ukshera. You could just, after you put in the second pair of tzitzis, you could snip off the first pair and it's kosher with the second pair. In this Skavin LeHosif, but if your Kavana was, I want to add to the mitzvah, I want to be over about Tosef, that was your Kavana, you want to add, you want to have 16 strings in each corner. Afal Pisha Chotach Achas Mishteyam Psula. It doesn't matter which one you cut, it's going to be puzzle now. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Machshirin B'chol Inyan. Some say, they're very lenient, they say everything's good. The Chen Iker, that's the Iker Halacha. The Kodem Shechotach, but before you cut one of them, the Kodem Shechotach HaRishonos, but before you cut the first group, Pasol B'chol Inyan, then for sure it's going to be Pasol, because now you have too many strings in each one. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, how he explains this. We are up to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Chaf. So the Mechaber said, if you put tzitzis, another pair of tzitzis in your tzitzis, if your kavana was to be mevato the first pair, you cut the first pair off and it's kshera. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Chaf, Efshir Didavka Nokat. It could be this is said specifically this way, that you cut the first pair off, avlim chotach hashnios pasul. But if you would put the second pair in with the kavana of being mavato the first pair, and you cut the second pair, it might be the first pair is now pasul because kevon dikfar bitel harishonos. Once you had kavana to be mavatlet, so they're done. You can't now put in the second pair, cut the second pair, and use the first pair. So it could be it's bedafka. You have to cut the first pair and keep the second pair. Not cut the second pair, keep the first pair. But then the Mechaber said, but if you in Eskavin Lahosif, then even if you cut off one of them, it's possible no matter what. Zok the Ramah, some are Machshir B'chol Inyan. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Chav Aleph. Hainu, Bein Shen Eskavin Levatel, O Neskavin Lahosif. Some say it doesn't matter what your Kavana is. Whether your Kavana was to Mevatel or your Kavana was to add on, it's going to be fine. Bein Shechotach HaRishonos O Ashnios. Or whether you Mevatel the first pair or the second pair, it's going to be fine no matter what. Now there's a kasha over here. If you look at note 16. The avshalach ora bishas hatolas atzitzis hashnia over bebal tosif im lo eskavin lebatolas arishona. If you put the second pair in, having in mind to be mosif, that's a problem about tosif. If you didn't have kavana to be mevatel the first ones, the imkein talas zupsula. If so, you have a talas now that's puzzle. The lo yoil sheyachtoch es atzitzis arishona. It won't help now to cut off the first pair of tzitzis. Sharei lo tishar elat tzitzis hashnia. Shabo lo aso shum shinui maisa upsula mishum tasav lo mina asui. The kasha is, if you put the second pair in to add, and now you cut off the first pair, when you put the second pair in, you're over on Baal Tosef, and you never did a true maisa. It should be a problem of Tasev Lom and Asui. The way you're being mashir this talus with the second pair of tzitzis is by doing a maisa, cutting off the first pair of tzitzis. That should be a chisar of Tasev Lom and Asui. So how could the Ramah say, no matter why you put it in, even to be Mosif, no matter which one you cut off, even if you cut off the first one, the second one's still good. It shouldn't be good. It should be a problem of Tasev Lom and Asui, because when you put it in, it was Baal Tosef, and now you're cutting off the first pair to be mashir the second pair. So, Kosev HaShulchan Aruch HaRav, Shulchan Aruch explains, Shekeven Sheyes Isser Baal Tosef Lehatilas HaShniya, since there's an Isser Baal Tosef to add the second pair of tzitzis in, Imkein Ein Asiyasa Nechsheves Leklum, putting the second pair in is not considered any kind of Asiya, Uki'ilu Lo Asa, it's considered you didn't do anything yet. You just put in the second pair, you didn't put it in for tzitzis, you put it in for Baal Tosef. Only when you cut off the first one, Nechshav Ki'ilu Achshav Oseas HaShniya. The cutting of the first one is considered now making the second one. Because since when you put the second one in, it was never put in as tzitzis. The second one was put in as a hosafa, so that when you cut off the first pair, the second pair is going to be okay. So he says that maisa that you do in the first one is considered a maisa asiyah in the second one. Since when you put in the second one, it was never put in as a pair of tzitzis. It was put in to cut off the first one to now have the second one a pair of tzitzis.
Once you're putting in the pair of tzitzis, then you're not, if you're going to say it's not putting in tzitzis, then now you're on
over
Baal Tosef. So Monoshach.
What?
The Monoshach, if you're saying that when you're putting on the second set of tzitzis, that you're not being over, that you're not actually doing a maisa of putting on tzitzis.
Correct.
You're not over Baal Tosef. So if not,
I hear what you're saying, but in other words, but you're not putting it in for the mitzvah of tzitzis, because it's not going to be good tzitzis now. So you're putting it in so that when it becomes good tzitzis, it should be chalas good tzitzis. So then, the cutting it's not so pasha, but that's what he's saying, that when you're cutting it off, I hear what you're saying. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Let's finish up the Mishabura. We are now in Sivkaton Chav Beis. So the Ramah said, V'chein Iker, that everything goes. V'chein Pasko HaChronim, that's how the Achronim Paskim, for whatever reason you put it in, whichever one you cut off, it's always going to be good. And then the Ramah ended off, but V'kodem Shechotach HaRishonos Pasko B'chonim. Before you cut off the first one, it's possible no matter what. Says the Mishavua Sifkat Nochav Gimel, Nokah HaRishonos, even though the Ramah is coming off of what he just said, that you can cut off either one. So why does he say, but before you cut off the first one? We just said you can cut off either one. So Zakta Mishabura, the Ramah mentions cutting off the first one, the Koyal Mashikosav al Shulchan Aruch Metzchila. The Ramah is going back, and the case that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in the beginning, that Chote Charishonos, that when you put the second one on, Timavata the Rishonos, and you cut the Rishonos, the second one's going to be okay. The Ramah is going with that case. So before you cut the Rishonos, so then it's going to be a problem. So Nokar Harishonos, the Koyal Mashikosav al Shulchan Aruch Metzchila, Chote Charishonos. The Lazek Kosav, the Kodem Shechotach Harishonos. But according to the Rosh that we pass and like him, that it would work either way. Certainly, if you cut off the second pair, it will be fine. If the Kol Shekain is, because at least the first pair for sure was never a problem of Tasev Lomar Asui, because when you put it on, you put it on L'shem Tzitzis, so that would be better to end off at the end with just the first pair than to end off the second pair. Then you have to come on to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which you mentioned before, which David took issue with. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with Zion and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.